The Supreme Court voted 5-4 Thursday to strike down decades-old limits on corporate and labor union spending in U.S. political campaigns. The ruling overturns a long-standing decision that the government could bar corporations and unions from using money from their treasuries to pay for campaign ads. The court's majority opinion says the old law violated constitutional free speech rights. President Obama, in his weekly radio and internet address, is sharply criticizing the ruling, calling it devastating to the public interest.
This ruling opens the floodgates for an unlimited amount of special interest money into our democracy. It gives the special interest lobbyists new leverage to spend millions on advertising to persuade elected officials to vote their way or to punish those who don't.
Mr. Obama says the ruling is a powerful blow to his administration's efforts to rein in corporate influence and will further hinder his efforts to reform the U.S. healthcare system.
It will make it more difficult to pass common sense laws to promote energy independence because even foreign entities would be allowed to mix in our elections. It would give the health insurance industry even more leverage to fend off reforms that would protect patients.
The president says he will prepare legislation to blunt the effects of the high court ruling.
When this ruling came down, I instructed my administration to get to work immediately with members of Congress willing to fight for the American people to develop a forceful, bipartisan response to this decision. We've begun that work, and it will be a priority for us until we repair the damage that has been done.